This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Polling is underway for the first phase of assembly elections in West Bengal and all 234 assembly seats in Tamil Nadu. In both the states, voting began at 7 a.m. and will continue till 6 p.m. In West Bengal, voting is taking place for 152 constituencies spread over 16 districts in this phase. These districts include Darjeeling, Kalimpong, Jalpaiguri, Alipurduar, Kuch Bihar, Uttar and Dakshin Dinajpur, Malda, Murshidabad, Birbhum, Pashchim Bardhaman, Purulia, Bankura, Chargram, Pashchimi Medinipur and Purbi Medinipur. There are 1,478 candidates in the fray. About 3.6 crore voters are expected to exercise their franchise in this phase. In Tamil Nadu, polling has also begun for all 234 assembly seats in a single phase. Over 5.73 crore voters will decide the electoral fate of 4,023 candidates in the fray. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with Home Minister Amit Shah, today urged citizens to participate enthusiastically in the assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and the first phase of polling in West Bengal. In a social media post, Mr. Modi made a special appeal to young voters and women in both the states to come out and vote in large numbers. He also called upon all voters to take part enthusiastically in the sacred duty of democracy. Meanwhile, Mr. Shah said that this phase of the West Bengal election is crucial, not only for the present, but also for the future of the state. In Uttar Pradesh, 11 people, including 4 children, were killed in a road accident in the Dhramandganj area of Mirzapur last night. The accident involved a truck, a trailer, a car and an SUV on a steep hill road. Mirza Superintendent of Police Aparna Rajat Kaushik said 7 of the victims were travelling in the SUV, which caught fire after the crash, and they were burnt to death. Police have started an investigation and are trying to identify all the victims. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in the road accident in Mirzapur district of Uttar Pradesh. In a social media post, they prayed for the swift recovery of those injured. Prime Minister Modi also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund, which would be given to the next of kin of each of those who lost their lives in the tragic mishap. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. UK Parliament passes tobacco and vapes bill banning cigarette sales to anyone born on or after January 1, 2009, aiming to create a smoke-free generation and regulate vaping in public spaces. Children aged 17 or younger will face a lifetime ban on buying cigarettes after the Tobacco and Vapes Bill cleared Parliament, paving the way for creation of a smoke-free generation. In US, the Department of War announced that Secretary of the Navy John C. Phelan is stepping down with immediate effect, with Hung Chow set to take over as Acting Secretary of the Navy. Iran has said that the Strait of Hormuz cannot be opened due to ceasefire breaches by the US and Israel. In a post on social media, Iran's chief negotiator Mohammad Bagheer Ghalibaf said the violations include the US naval blockade of Iranian ports, which he said amounted to taking the global economy hostage, and warmongering by Israel on all fronts. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for heatwave conditions over Gangetic West Bengal today. The Met Department said that heatwave conditions are likely to prevail over Bihar, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh during the day. According to the IMD, hot and humid weather is expected over coastal Andhra Pradesh, coastal Karnataka, Kerala, Mahi, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal. Meanwhile, Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh and Odisha are expected to experience warm night conditions for the next 2 days. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will face Chennai Super Kings at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, Rajasthan Royals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 40 runs in Lucknow last night. Chasing a target of 160 runs, Lucknow Super Giants could make only 119 runs in 18 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.